Hey folks, so this module is called Smart and Fast Turns Deals into Dollars. Okay, so if there's one giant thing that I learned being in the flipping business and flipping things for profits on Craigslist, eBay, thrift stores, if there's one giant thing that I've learned, it's that speed is your greatest, you know, tool, your greatest skill set that you can develop. And pretty much the best thing you can possess in this business is speed. Now, you have to be able to be quick, meaning make quick decisions, jump on deals quickly, buy things quickly, and even sell things quickly. You'll notice that as a seller, when you're getting ready to sell your item and make a profit on it, you can't, it's not like you can completely control everybody's schedule and time. The truth is, a lot of people don't have, you know, a lot of people are not on the same schedule as you, so you can't just pick and choose when someone can come and buy something from you or pick it up. For example, a lot of people work 9-to-5 type day jobs, so oftentimes they're not free until the evening time after they get off work. Otherwise, the weekend works. So basically, you're going to have to be fast if you want to make money, whether that means meeting up with somebody quick. Let's say you bought something and you're going to sell it and you're about to make $100 on it profit. If your buyer can only meet at a certain specific time, you're going to want to be able to be fast and attend to meeting them if you want to make the money. Okay, so smart and fast turns deals into dollars. Now, the fast beat the big. Okay, now let's go over some tools that will help you be faster. The first one I want to talk about is just simply your smartphone. Okay, now the smartphone is the number one greatest asset and tool you can have that will put thousands of dollars cash into your pocket. Now, some things you can use the smartphone for are determining value on the different items you might come across, you know, quickly running through the four weapons of determining value so you can be able to quickly make a buying decision. Is it worth it? Am I going to be able to sell this for a profit? Can I post it up for sale and make X dollars? How much money am I going to make if I buy this? Okay, is it worth my time? Now, you're going to have to make these decisions quickly, but not just that. The way I teach you how to determine value on something, I want you to start getting into the habit of being able to figure out the value of something in 90 seconds or less. So that means you have to be quick. You have to keep doing it a lot so that you can be, it can just become natural for you. The second thing you can use your smartphone for is tracking all of your ads. Okay. When you post something on Craigslist or even eBay, but primarily on Craigslist in this example, after a certain time limit, after about 48 hours, your ad, it doesn't expire, but it basically gets mixed up in the bottom of all the other ads on Craigslist. So after 48 hours, Craigslist gives you the option to hit a button called Renew. Now what Renew does is it basically bumps your ad back to the top of the list, putting it back in front of people's eyeballs, okay? So use your smartphone to not only determine value, but also be able to track all your ads so that you're making sure they're constantly updated, they're constantly fresh, they're constantly in front of people's eyeballs, so that you can have a better chance to sell it faster and make money. Another thing besides tracking all your ads, you know, obviously it's your communication channel that you're using to call, text, email, and communicate with buyers and sellers. And without this powerful device, aka your smartphone, you won't be able to make deals. Okay, you won't be able to collect money. You won't be able to jump on something that'll give you money or that'll pay you and stuff like that. So number one, your smartphone. You want to make sure you always have your smartphone with you. If it wasn't for my smartphone, like I said before, you probably wouldn't be even listening to this. I wouldn't even have been as successful as I have been in the flipping business because of so much you can do. I mean, think about it. You're basically carrying a freaking computer with you, okay? You've got the knowledge of the world at your fingertips, and why wouldn't you take advantage of that and use it to make you money, okay? The second thing that'll help you be quicker in this business is using templates for your ads. So, for example, one template that I use when I post something up is specifically for keyboards. Whenever I buy a Yamaha keyboard to flip it for a profit and make, you know, $200 or $300 profit on it, instead of recreating the whole ad, because I've sold so many keyboards in the past of the same model, what I do is I just reuse, I created a template where I can just copy and paste the same data into my new ad. That way I don't have to recreate it. So for example, the title, the description, the price, the model, and etc. All of that is already created for myself in a folder on my computer, and I can just copy and paste all the data. Meaning if I just bought a keyboard, I just took it home, I could repost it literally in probably 10 seconds just by using that template. So if I make like a $200 profit on that deal, aside from the time it took me to drive, pick up the keyboard, come back, you're basically making, you know, $200-$300 in like 10-15 seconds just by using a template to repost your ad, or, you know, create a new ad. So everything you ever sell, the title, the description, and even the photos, save it. You want to save all that data. Now with the blueprint, you'll notice you get a folder that says photos of items you're selling. Okay. In this folder called photos of items you're selling, there are a bunch of different folders I want you to number. So number 1, 2, 3, 4, but not just that. I want you to, you know, put the title of everything you buy and sell. So for example, there's a couple sample folders in there for you. Number 1 says table, number 2 says couch, number 3 says iPad. Now what you want to do is, not only do you want to save all of your photos for every different item you come across, but you also want to just maybe create like a notepad or word document and save it inside the folder too that just contains the description you used when you sold that item or when you posted that ad. That way you always can refer back to it and reuse it if you have to. It's almost like in the copywriting world, in the marketing world, we call it a swipe file. So basically what a swipe file is, imagine if you have like a file cabinet or drawer where you put all of your different advertisements inside of that so that you can always go into that file and reference things whenever you need to. So for example, you're basically creating a swipe file with every ad description for every product you ever flip. That way in the future, at any time, you can just go into your swipe file, pick out, you know, pick and choose, you know, pull up old ads, old descriptions you created, and reuse them or reference them for whatever reason. The third tactic to use, you know, basically to be fast in this game, is simply remember to respond to emails and texts as soon as you get them, okay? Try not to wait. Don't wait a day. The worst thing you can do is wait a day or even more to respond, to get back to someone's email or text, okay? So if someone emails you about an item, or if someone shoots you a text and they're like, hey, is your wait set still available? I'm interested in it. Don't wait around. Respond right away. Or even if they have questions like, oh yeah, I saw your coffee table on Craigslist. I was just wondering what the measurements are. Can you send them to me? Thanks. Don't wait around. As soon as you can, as soon as you can get home, get those measurements and send it to them. Because think about it from the buyer's perspective, okay? If someone's looking for a coffee table, they're not looking at just yours. They're probably browsing Craigslist looking at 10 others. Okay, so they're ready to make a buying decision pretty quick, and you don't want to miss out on that because you took your time in getting the info they needed back to them. Okay, you want to make it easy for them to make a quick decision so you can close the deal, get your money, and everybody walks away happy. The fourth thing is have your transportation ready to go. That means if you have, this tip actually, it specifically applies more to, basically, it's just me telling you, get a freaking truck, okay? Invest in a truck so that when a deal comes by and it requires a truck, you won't have to waste time trying to go to store to rent one or try to arrange it with a friend and stuff like that. Instead, you already have a truck. You spent $1,000 on one. You invested in one. That means you've got this new power. You've got this new leverage called speed. Not only can you pick things up super quick, but you can also offer free delivery. Okay, that means if you're selling something large, you can also put free delivery. That means you're going to sell the item quicker because you'll be able to get rid of it quicker. And you're basically tapping into a new market of buyers who maybe don't have, you know, the type of transportation, or maybe don't have a truck to pick it up, or a bunch of buyers who want to buy your item, but they don't have a truck, they can't pick it up, etc. So you're tapping into a wider audience of customers. Okay, so have transportation ready to go. I remember there was a free mattress set posted on Craigslist. The guy was moving from his apartment. It was like a $1,400 mattress. And I think he had like a couple days left in his apartment. He didn't even bother trying to sell this mattress. He just wanted someone to take it away, okay, and get rid of it because he had to leave soon. So right away, I called him. I think I texted him first. And basically, I was like, well, first of all, let me just make a note. This mattress, it was like a $1,400 mattress. It was a king size. And he was giving it away for free, okay? If you were desperate to sell this and wanted it to go quick, you can post it up for $200, okay? If you are okay with holding on to it for maybe a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, $500 easily, okay? So long story short, I knew I had to jump on this. Now, here's the thing. I had a truck. So what does that mean? That means, let's say I contacted him and another guy contacted him who didn't have a truck. Who do you think is going to get the mattress quicker? Okay, the guy without a truck might have to, you know, waste time trying to arrange pickup or transportation or even try to rent a truck. Basically, the point is you're just wasting more and more time. Okay, you're slowing down. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying you absolutely have to buy a truck, but I'm just saying this module is about speed. And the fact that I had a truck, I was able to text him, get his address, show up at his place 45 minutes later, pick it up, take it back, sell it, just made money, okay? So have transportation ready to go. The fifth thing kind of ties into number four, which is swift delivery, okay? That means if you buy something and you are offering free delivery or, you know, paid delivery, try and get rid of it as quickly as possible. Try to get it out to the buyer as quickly as possible. If you sold something on eBay, try to ship it out as quick as possible. The point is you want to move fast. You want to move fast so you can keep moving on to other deals, okay? The sixth thing is try and think about this. Whenever you're searching for things to buy and flip quickly, think about some of these things. Ask yourself, what type of product is the fastest to flip? Now, let's go down a little checklist of things to think about. So ask yourself, is the product easy to package, lightweight, sells year-round, going to sell quickly, extremely heavy, hard to package, easily breakable? These are kind of, you know, questions to ask yourself and think about before you buy something to flip, because they do make, have a role in how quickly you can sell. Okay, and number seven, the final point in this module when it comes to being fast is, this is probably the most important point in this whole section. It's buy as soon as you know there's a profit in it. Okay, if you're at a thrift store, and you find an item and you go through the four weapons of determining value, you clearly see there's a profit involved in it. Don't wait, okay? Buy it right away. Now, let me just quickly tell you the story of how I let $1,500 in profits completely slide through my fingers. You have to realize things happen quickly, and if you are lacking speed, you can very well lose, you know, a $1,500 deal literally in minutes, okay? So the story is, a while back, I walked into a thrift store, and in a corner, I noticed tons of boxes of a product called Star Shower Laser Light Projectors. Okay, now these are little, they're these awesome little laser light projectors that you put out like on your lawn, and you point it at your house. So what happens is at night, your whole house is basically showered with these red and green lasers, and it looks super awesome. So these things are, you know, people love them. They sell like crazy. So basically I noticed dozens of them on a corner, okay? Now, these things are, like I said, these things are freaking awesome. I actually have a neighbor who, one day I was driving past his house at night, I noticed these lights on his house, and it was just the coolest thing ever to look at. Basically, your whole house is lit up, okay? And it's not like Christmas lights where, you know, you can tell they're Christmas lights. It's just an awesome looking effect. So anyway, like I said before, I come across literally dozens of boxes of these in a corner, all priced at $10 a box. So I go up to them and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder how much these might cost online. Okay, so I do a quick Google search on my phone and investigate. I clearly see them selling online for $40 minimum, and I think I saw even a few selling for $70 max. But basically, they're selling online for $40, okay? Yet, for some reason, I grabbed just 5 boxes. Okay, I grabbed 5 boxes and think to myself, okay, I'm just going to grab 5, take them home and post one up on eBay for auction to see what people are willing to pay. If the bids pass $10 immediately, which is what I bought it for, I'll just go back tomorrow and grab the rest. No biggie. So what happens is I posted up that night on eBay. Literally just a couple hours later, the highest bid was at $13.75. Not just that, the auction was still running. It was still going for another 6 days. Okay, so that means no doubt I'm going to be making profits on these. So in my mind, I'm like, holy shit, I just found a freaking gold mine. Now, here's the bad news. The next day, they were gone. And the person who worked at the thrift store was basically like, hey, are you related to the guy who just came in earlier and bought all 47 of these? And then he's like, yeah, some guy came in earlier and bought 18 of them, then came back and picked up 29 of them. He said it was for some church thing or something like that. So meanwhile, I quickly do an eBay search and bam, I see it. That guy had posted these all up for $39.99 each. Now I noticed, because in his photos, these all had the same sticky price tags on them that was specific to that individual thrift store. It was the same ones I got. So this guy basically swiped all these Star Shower laser light boxes from me. And at that point, the moment of pure regret, the feeling of complete disappointment in me not snagging all of them when they were right in front of me. So the question is, why did I stall and purchase only 5? What was it that prevented me from buying all of them on the spot when I knew there was going to be a giant profit potential involved? And there's only one answer to this, and that is what, you know, basically the lesson of this story. Because of my lack of speed and slowness in making a decision, this deal was just completely taken away from me. The only thing that would have put that $1,500 in my pocket was speed and making a decision on the spot. The act of jumping on deals and making that research period as focused as possible. I'm talking literally on the spot. You see an item, you research its value, then you make a decision. Buy it or don't buy it. Now, in this case, I half-assed it and only bought 5 when I should have bought all of them. So that was completely my fault. I take responsibility, but I learned a huge lesson. And, you know, you could lose, it doesn't really matter the dollar amount, but the point is, in this specific example, I just missed out on $1,500. And keep in mind, that $1,500 would have been mine by just doing one thing. And that's just buying all of these products, okay? So you want to be fast when you buy, you want to be fast when you sell, and, you know, simply adding speed into your arsenal of doing things is going to skyrocket your profits. You're going to make a lot of money with that.